T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. A half dozen people have been injured in an explosion and 3 alarm fire in Brooklyn overnight.
6 people suffered non-life-threatening injuries in this fire at 58 Vermont Street, which started as an explosion. Michelle Grouillon lives in the attached building next door.
Boom! Just one big explosion, and it felt like when the whole house jumped up, I was like in the air for like a second.
FDNY Deputy Chief Patrick Sheridan says 138 firefighters started showing up just after midnight, but the fire was spreading.
So we had to do searches, evacuate those buildings, extinguish the fire, which was a heavy volume of fire.
54 people now displaced, including Edwin Rodriguez, who says he smelled gas earlier. The landlord brought in someone to do repairs.
It wasn't a National Grid or a Con Ed person, so I don't know how much they did. As a result, they didn't do a good job, because look what happened.
This after just putting up the family Christmas tree.
My kids was excited. This is crazy.
Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Cypress Hills.
Also in Brooklyn, a traffic stop turned into a police-involved shooting early this morning. It started when police tried to pull over a stolen BMW SUV on Cosine and Pennsylvania Avenues in East New York at about 3:30. The driver suddenly took off and ran over the foot of one of the officers. His partner fired a shot at the car, but nobody was hit. Cops found the BMW abandoned in Queens a short time later, and they also found the suspect. Charges are pending. Roe v. Wade could be on the line when the U.S. Supreme Court today considers a Mississippi law which bans abortion after 15 weeks, roughly 3 3/4 months. Live on 1010 Winds Newsline, ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks. Royal, always good to have you here, in particular to have you crystallize, if you would, the arguments that the justices are likely hear first, the case for upholding this Mississippi law.
Exactly. The questions from the conservative justices on the court make clear that several of them believe that viability as a drawing or dividing line is a concept that really is subject to change in medical terms. And the result of this argument is, well, what's wrong with letting Mississippi ban abortion at a certain number of weeks, both a week and a viability could be criticized as arbitrary. So why strike it down as illegal? Why not let states have more flexibility? Not necessarily to strike down Roe and say abortion is murder, just give the states more flexibility.
And the case
you
then
can imagine.
I'm sorry, Royal. View. And then the case for striking the Mississippi law down.
Right. The liberals' questions indicate that you've got to recognize the importance of precedents. People rely on rights as described by the court. There's a fundamental right of privacy, while not explicitly mentioned in the Constitution, but it's nonetheless protected. And abortion rights, like the rights to birth control recognized by the High Court in the 60s, fall under the privacy umbrella.
Okay, let's talk about the U.S. Supreme Court justices, a different court now, 6-3 conservative majority. Do we know where the justices stand on the issue? Certainly during confirmation hearings, they never want to give away any information.
It's hard to read some of the tea leaves. We know, for example, that Clarence Thomas and probably Samuel Alito are going to be receptive to the idea of changing the Roe standard. We know that the 3 liberals on the court, plus very likely Chief Justice Roberts, will protect and defend Roe. That leaves 2 justices, or 3 really. Amy Coney Barrett, a lot of people assume she is hostile to Roe. But then you've got Kavanaugh and also Gorsuch. And although some questions today raise the possibility that they would join their conservative colleagues, I think most people are expecting that there will not be a dramatic tectonic shift in the abortion law, because it would require getting both Kavanaugh and Gorsuch to join the more conservative members like Clarence Thomas.
Interesting. And when are we, so they'll be hearing arguments today, but when are we likely to get a ruling?
Well, on the high-profile cases that the whole world is watching, you generally figure it's going to happen at the end, in late June, when the term ends. Now, there's another abortion decision, as you've reported on, that's been percolating concerning Texas. So it's possible the court will recognize the high interest in both the Texas and Mississippi cases. We could get an earlier decision, but I'd probably bet on June next year.
All right, Royal Oaks, we thank you, as always, for your expertise, a very important case. And thank you again, as I said, for crystallizing the arguments.
You bet.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.